Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Going the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up.
Welcome! Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do it. I hope you can call us. We'd love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. Love to hear from you. We've already heard from Canada. We've heard from Florida, South Florida especially. Like to hear from you, wherever you are. Hey, folks, maybe you like to spin the wheel. Find out there's some good things on that spinning the wheel.
I'd like to hear more people's opinions about why people don't return.
Well, the same people are not calling us. It's the same people don't answer their calls. Same people.
Michael, you're going to do your trivia now?
Now it's time to do the trivia? Yeah. Okay. All right, so it's time to do second trivia of the day. Who is singing this song? If you know it. This voice, you gotta know it. 407-894-680. This voice, you gotta know this song. This
it's
guy,
not
oh my God,
for
around
me
for...
to say.
Recognize that voice?
You love me. It's not for me to say.
This is his first big hit.
He's
been around for 50 years. I said 50 years he's been around.
Oh, but
at
here
least 50.
For the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine.
Phone number is 407-894-1680.
As far as I can see.
Okay, Chris, that's enough.
This is
what were you saying, Dan?
Say, definitely a very recognizable voice.
Oh, that voice is so recognizable. It's been around since 19... His first, that was his first hit in 57. 1957 was his first hit. He's had many, 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 many hits. He's been around for... Oh, my God. He's been around for so many years.
Are you, Michael? Or before you?
He's older than me.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not, he's older than me.
Okay.
Yeah. He's around for years. He's had, that was his first hit he ever had. Big record. It's not for me to say. So who's singing? Anybody know it? Who is he?
I'm sure they know it. We have a few minutes.
407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
So, Dan, is anything coming up locally for Foundation Fighting Blindness?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked that, Lynn. We just yesterday launched officially our new campaign leadership program, and what's happening with the foundation is we are expanding our nationwide network of chapters. We're revitalizing them, creating new ones and expanding the existing ones, and so this is really a great time. I mentioned all the clinical trials that are going on now with people actually getting results in those clinical trials. So this is such a perfect time to become involved with the foundation. So we have listeners out there that are affected by inherited retinal disease and even thinking maybe about what could you do for the foundation. Go to fightingblindness.org and there'll be a tab there that says how to get involved. You can check out where your local chapter is, and certainly that's true here locally in Orlando. We'll be looking for leadership here, and we've got a lot of great leadership in the blind community here in Orlando, as we know. We've got you too with the radio show, and we've got Sheila and Dan and Leslie Spoon we talked about earlier. Lots of good leadership in the Orlando area. So if you've been thinking about maybe what could I do to get involved, check it out. You can always call me, and if you go to the fightingblindness.org website, you'll find a way to connect with the chapters. You'll find my name and phone number there as well.
Okay. Hey, Chris. Any callers yet?
Not yet. I just got off the phone with Terry.
I can't believe
Terry was trying to get in for the spin the wheel, but he hadn't made the 30-day cut yet. So he almost there.
That list comes in handy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I don't know what we would do without it. Yep. We have so many people calling in. We have Chris and I, we have to keep track. Why don't you tell the rules, Mike? A lot of new people don't know the rules.
The rules?
The rules.
Well, the rule, first rule is you got to pick up the phone and you have to dial 407-894-1680. That's the first rule. The second rule is you got to call and speak. That's what you have to do. You have to open your mouth and talk. Now, you have to do that if you win. If you win, you have to wait 31 days because after 30 days, you can call in again if you win. If you don't win, you can keep on calling all the time. But once you win, you can't win for 30 days.
For
you have to wait 31 days. That includes the wheel, too. So if you win something on the wheel, you have to wait. Okay? That's the deal. That's why we get new people all the time calling in.
I can't believe nobody's calling in for your song.
That's funny.
I'm sure they know. They just need a little encouragement. Come on, folks. You know this song.
Is somebody there? Are you there? Are you there? Is your heart beating? I cannot believe they don't recognize that voice.
Well, you know, it was kind of a hard voice. It's been a while. You got to remember now.
It's been a while
since we heard the voice. You know.
But you will certainly, hopefully sometimes. I'm not... giving away any hints or anything, but you will hear him a lot around Christmas time.
Most
yes, definitely. You hear him a lot around Christmas time, but you hear him definitely. All the time. And he appears everywhere. Florida, New York, Chicago, he appears everywhere.
Vegas.
Vegas, all the time. He's very famous.
Chances are you've heard him before.
That's right. Wonderful times are here again. That's right.
Very clever.
Chances are, your chances are.
Chris, are you back to work at the school?
Oh, yeah, I never left.
I never left.
No,
but I mean, you're on campus.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Nobody's calling. I'm going to give the answer.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Who knows? Who was that? Oh, that was Dan.
Dan, you know the answer?
I do know the answer, but that might have been our guest.
That was Sean. That was Sean. Sean knows the answer. Well, then you have to go to a phone booth and call in.
Yeah, that's right on the Superman contest from the phone booth.
All right. I was prepared to wait the 31 days to win again, but I was going to win today.
The 31-day wait.
So, Dan,
you let me know if I can take a crack at the answer.
Well, you might as well let him.
Again? Again what?
Okay. Wait to win.
Can I try that? Can I take a shot at the answer? May I?
Okay, so let's go ahead. See if you can.
See how good you are.
Who was singing?
Is Johnny Mathis?
100% correct. Johnny Mathis. Correct. Johnny Mathis. If all those people didn't know Johnny Mathis,
like
shame on you. I can't believe they didn't know Johnny Mathis.
You
just won a $10 gift card from Subway.
I was hoping to get a lunch with Mike.
$10 gift card from Subway.
There you go. Okay. So two people from Canada are getting Subway.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep.
No, she didn't get Subway.
Yes, she did. She did. Yeah,
she spun the wheel.
The wheel.
But she's from British Columbia.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Michael, will you come with me to Subway?
That's
what?
Long distance.
What?
Coming to Orlando?
Well, we'll do it virtually or something. I don't know.
Do you have a Subway near you?
There must be a Subway near him.
We'll have some fun.
There's Subway everywhere.
Yeah.
Even in the subways.
No, lots of Subways here.
You said there's a Subway everywhere, even in the subways.
Yeah. Including the subways.
Just so you know, everybody, you're listening to our next guest, Sean Zabarowski, and Sean will be telling us all about the diabetes app. Chris, you want to go to break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk to Sean.
Roger that.
Roger.
Mike, it's
all you. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Me On Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting together.
Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
AbleDocs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of VisionServe Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join VisionServe Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-VisionServe.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available, along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes App is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes App, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes App today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do it, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. You got it? Do it. Listen, folks, our next guest is all about diabetes. So if you have diabetes or gonna maybe think you're going to get diabetes, people like myself, well, check him out. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, I'd like to welcome back our guest, Sean Zaborowski. And Sean is the founder and CEO of the Diabetes App. So we're welcome you back, Sean.
Thank you again for a chance to talk to you and your listeners. Always a pleasure.
So tell us, Sean, tell us all about the Diabetes App. I know it's a great resource, but we'd like to hear from you. What does it offer to people?
Yeah, thank you. So it's exciting time, actually, for the Diabetes App, because we're launching this week our new and improved version. We're available on the internet at www.thediabetesapp.com and on both the Google Play and the Apple App Stores. And it's a free-to-use resource, completely free. Never ask you for any money, credit card, subscription, anything like that. We are there to support the diabetic community, the pre-diabetic community. That includes type 1s, type 2s. And it's a free resource where diabetics can help diabetics. You can post your questions. You can post, you can read other people's stories. You can read other people's struggles. You can help other diabetics. It's really a community of diabetics helping diabetics. And there's also access to free resources, like you can find professionals in the field, whether it be foot care, psychology care, what have you, emotional care, what have you, as well as, you know, just tips and things on how to best deal with your terrible disease. So we're here to help you.
Good.
You're over that.
Listen to me, folks. If you have diabetes, you should listen to every word he's saying. Listen and call up and talk. Because diabetes, well, that's almost my middle name, diabetes. So tell us more, please. Tell us more.
Well, yeah, I would hope that, you know, some of your listeners take this chance that are maybe struggling with diabetes and don't feel kind of lonely. Like, diabetes is a 24/7 challenge that's on you all the time. Diabetes does not take a vacation. It's a big burden. Sometimes your family doesn't understand. Sometimes you feel alone. So don't hesitate to access the app. As again, it's free to use. Find a friend on there or just read other people's stories and get inspiration. Get motivated to get tough and battle your disease. And that will
It's something you have to keep on working at, to say the least. As one person works on it all the time, you know, it's funny. I never thought before that I could have candy or anything with sugar, but you can. If your numbers are great and my numbers are great, then you can do all kinds of, let's say, bad things as have candy or something else. Because if your numbers are so good, that means you're being good. That means you're not eating a lot of bread. You're not eating a lot of junk, a lot of starch. So if you're being good, then once in a while you can cheat. No problem. And that's what diabetes is all about, taking care of you, watching you, being aware of what's going on. And here we're talking about an app that can help you. right?
Yeah, exactly. Like you, if you're feeling down, or if you want to post a question, you don't know how to use your device. You don't know if your device is good for readings. If you're going to take it off for a few minutes and take a shower or whatever, and you're kind of recalibrate it, post your question. Maybe you'll find a friend that'll give you an instant answer. You know, the diabetes app really, really replaces what the medical infrastructure does not provide the diabetics. Most diabetics are faced with, you know, they would go and see their endocrinologist once a quarter, once every 6 months, what have you, or some people just ignore it. And what we are is a 24/7 resource that's, again, free to use. You come on there, you can post a question, you can review your tips, your hacks, life hacks. You can understand better what other people are going through, so that would benefit your own ability to deal with the disease. So it's really, it's there for you, there for you to use. Why not use the resource?
Sean, in reference to the professionals, are they able to ask them questions online, or are they reading articles?
There's a little bit of both. There's lots of articles online that would be available, as well as you can pose questions, that sort of thing. So it's really an all-in-one resource. And like I say, it starts where the healthcare system stops, where the healthcare system is more transactional based. You'd only see your endocrinologist once in a while. And, you know, you leave there maybe the few days leading up to that appointment and the few days after that appointment, you feel good about yourself and you feel in control. But it's like I said, it doesn't. Diabetes does not take a vacation, and it's on you. So you gotta deal with it. And it's a lonely feeling sometimes. It's sometimes your family doesn't understand what you're going through, but other diabetics certainly know what you're going through. And the diabetic community is fantastic. They're people that, you know, they understand each other's situation, each other's challenges, and they really want to help. And that's what our app is all about.
Dan, you have any questions, Dan?
Yeah, a quick question for you, Michael. You were mentioning earlier, you know, that if you are diabetic, doesn't mean you can never have candy again or whatever. And that kind of made me think, what about sugar substitutes? You know, they have aspartame and they have saccharin and they have sucralose, I think is what Splenda is. Is there a difference? Do they recommend for diabetics they use a sugar substitute? And if so, is there a difference one from the other?
Yeah, for the most part, I think for sure that it would be commonly recommended for diabetics as a sugar substitute. And I think that the leading substitute would be stevia. But other than that, I think they're all superior to sugar. Like sugar, obviously, is bad news for a diabetic. But you can find other substitutes, and, you know, you don't have to go.
I have to interrupt this, Michael. Yeah, sure. Since I know my body, if I use a lot of substitutes in my body, I can't speak for everybody, but I think it's probably the same, that if you take a lot of substitutes, now I do everything in the extreme, I know, I'm an extremist, but if I start having a lot of candy that has, I think it's called alcohol, what's it called?
Yeah,
it's a substitute, sugar substitute. Anyway, you can end up with diarrhea, you can have all kinds of problems because of it. So I just say this way to you, better to have sometimes sugar in moderation or low sugar in moderation, because that means you have to be good. You can only do the sugar or in moderation if you're being good. That means instead of having a piece of bread, instead of having a lot of other types of starch, you have greens instead. So that means you can have a little piece of candy, but you can't, you have to do everything in moderation. You have to decide which you want to have. You can't have all five, so you can have four, and then maybe a little piece of candy. But you can't have it all, and you can't have a lot of candy. So you have to decide what you want to do. It's like if you want to have watermelon, you have watermelon. The watermelon has sugar. But the point I'm saying, you can have fruit, but then you have to be careful of having too much fruit. So the point is, which is better for you? What do you like better? What do you have to watch more? So it's always, I guess, the best of. So I know I like bread. So I know if I take bread, and I have peanut butter and jelly sandwich, the jelly's got some sugar in it. The starch is the bread. That means I can't have any candy that day or anything else because I'm having all that bread and all that peanut butter and jelly. So you got to be careful what you take. That's why you need an app to help you, because I know my body. After so many years of being a diabetic, I know it like a book. So I know what I can do. When I take my pinprick, I know. I told my doctor, well, I'm taking too much insulin because I knew my numbers were going down, down, down. My numbers now, ever since I've been sick, believe it or not, listen to this one. This is very funny. Ever since I've been sick, my diabetes numbers are going down, down, down. You know why? I'm eating less, less, less. So as you eat less and less and you eat less junk food, well, that means your numbers become better because you're eating no starch. You don't eat any starch. That's good.
Sean, give us an example of some of the common questions that people that are just starting to be borderline diabetic, what are their concerns?
Yeah, well, just comment. So that's the kind of discussion what Michael was just talking about. That's the kind of discussion that would be common on the diabetes app,
okay,
where you get, you know, many people kind of giving that advice and sharing their own experiences, and people could really benefit from that. So, you know, we also have a section, for example, for newly diagnosed, where the people that are, you know, particularly inexperienced and faced with this very dark situation in their life, and they're looking for hope and they're looking for something, a resource that will provide them information and, you know, practical advice from other people who have gone through the same, for the same experiences. That's what you're going to find there. So you come on the app, you post, say, hey, I'm a newly diabetic. How does this work? What morning routines will work out? I'm waking up with high blood sugar numbers. What should I do? What are some tips and on how to deal with that? That's exactly the kind of thing you're going to find on our app. And as I mentioned when I first came on, that this week we're just launching our very new and improved version. So that will be, I think, scheduled to launch on Wednesday or Thursday this week. So I really encourage your listeners to come on and really benefit from it, because it's for you. It's not for me that it's provided. It's a free resource, and we really want people to use it and benefit from it and love it. And if you go in even on our Instagram site or on the app that we have right now, you find a lot of people, a lot of diabetics who really love it and really swear by it. So I really encourage your listeners to come on and take that free experience.
Well, tell us about the Instagram. How did the Instagram account or app?
Yeah, so we have about 16,000 followers on Instagram, and it's just filled with posts every day about how people love it. And yeah, the Diabetes App. It's a nice handle.
By the way, for you folks out there listening to all this, I don't know if you know, stress. Listen to the word stress. Also raises your diabetes numbers. If you don't know that, you should know it. So it's not just starch, no starch. It's also when you are upset about something, it raises your number. When I went into the hospital, I couldn't believe, because I was waiting in the waiting room, waiting for my operation. My numbers were going up, and I didn't eat anything for 24 hours. And I can just tell you, my numbers were going up. That's because of stress. Stress will do that with the numbers. That's why you need an app.
And some people don't know that, right? They're wondering,
that's
what's
going
on.
That's why they need the app. That's why they need the app to tell them all these things.
Yeah, it'll really decode the mystery, because you're going to get real-world examples of people that have gone through it, and you can really learn from that and more importantly, benefit from it and feel better about what you're faced with. Like, don't feel alone. There's millions of people out there that just in your situation that are available to help you, and maybe not directly help you, but for sure you can learn from their experiences.
When it comes to doing blood tests and finger sticks and whatnot, what's the state of the art of the technology now? Has it gotten easier over the years, or is it pretty much the same?
Oh, yeah. So the technology has just taken leaps, like the way that it's connected directly by a Bluetooth from your body right to your phone. And then you could just send it directly to your endocrinologist. So it's really, it's getting better and better, which is good, very positive, obviously, but diabetes is really a pandemic. More and more people are faced with it. I mean, it's a lifestyle thing, particularly type 2 diabetes. So, I mean, there's obviously a lot of way to go to make it better, but technology is really catching up and very effective. More and more.
But tell us more about the app. I want to hear more about the app.
Yeah, so the app is like very user friendly. You come on there, you make a profile, you can surf around and just read about other people's experiences and post your own experiences. And access the free resources. For example, we have live streams approximately once or twice a week about people coming on there. Maybe they'll showcase new technology. Maybe it'll be a nutritionist. Maybe they'll talk about a cooking show. We have foot care, all those kinds of things, and just people giving free advice on how to better deal with your diabetes. It's filled with diabetics helping diabetics.
Okay.
With professionals trying to help the market.
Well, thank you so much for calling today and coming in and talking about this app, because I think it's very well needed among the community. This app is very important for the people who have diabetes.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, and I encourage again one more time, like, guys, come on, jump on the app. It's free to use. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. So give it a try.
And it's the Diabetes App, and it's on Google Play.
Yeah.
Well, the website is .com.
Yeah, the website is .com, and it's on Google Play and on Apple. Come on, download it, make a profile, and start using it or start surfing around. You won't regret it. I promise you that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on board.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it so much. Thank you, Sean.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
We're
going to have a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. Right back.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
we're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael Dandy.
I'm here.
So what do you think about all this, Dan Day? What do you think about all these people out there listening to this radio show? And like when you call them, and they're not there. You think they'll call you back? Nope. What do you think?
Yeah, it's part of the phone etiquette that has evolved over time. I think we talked about that a little earlier in the show, how younger generations in particular now, and I don't say this to be disparaging of them in any way, it's just sort of part of the, what you might call the zeitgeist now. They've gone to not using voice at all. So if you call them, they don't respond to your voicemail many times because they never listen to the voicemails at all. And I related that story earlier of someone not long ago I spoke with who had the same issue you did of calling someone. They needed to get a hold of them. They wanted a response. After 2 or 3 days, they finally thought, maybe he's one of these text messaging people. Sent him a text message, and within just 10 seconds, they had a response back, and they got the information they needed. But you're right. When you call someone and you leave a message, if they're getting it, you hope what they're doing is not saying, well, I don't really want to talk to that person. I guess I won't call them back. That's just rude. And
well, these people say they're always busy. I'm very busy. I call everybody back. Well, my grandson, if you're listening, Kyle, talk about you. You don't call me back. Call you three times in the last month. You don't call me back.
Yeah, that's the common response is, oh, I'm sorry, I got so busy, got swamped, I just totally forgot, yeah. and just didn't get back to you. Well, that does happen, and I'm very forgiving about that sort of thing. It's not like I'm perfect, too. But as you say, sometimes you begin to wonder, well, does the person really want to avoid me? I mean, it's what's wrong with at least telling me they can't get back to me for a while. But the phone, certainly phones and the way we use them have continue to evolve now, and the way people, you and I, and our generation view the phone, people in the younger generations think, oh, that's old school. We don't do that anymore. We just text. You know, you hear stories, people sitting in a restaurant beside one another, and they're rather than talking to one another, they're texting back and forth.
Yeah, that is pitiful.
Yeah, that's really pitiful.
That
really
is pitiful.
Well, anyway, it's time to go trivia. Trivia time. This will be our last trivia of the show. Yeah. Trivia time. Last trivia of the show. Trivia time. Who is singing this song? This was a big, big, big group. What's the name of this group? They've been around for years. What's the name of this group? 407-894-16. Trivia time.
This magic moment.
Who's singing this song?
So different and so new. Was like any other. Until I kiss you. And then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine.
Who is singing the song?
Softer than the summer night.
407-894-16. Who is singing the song?
Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment. While your lips are close to
like that.
Would you call this early Motown? Like,
well, this was not Motown.
Oh, this would not be called Motown.
I can't tell you. I can't give you hints. Oh, no. No. Oh, of course. So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Anyone know it? Big group. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment. There's a story to this group. There's always a story, correct. I'll tell the story when whoever gets it. 407-894-1680. Anybody know who's singing the song? I'll give somebody one more minute, and that's it. And I'll to tell you who's singing the song.
Why don't we? You only want to give them one more minute, Mike? I say give them about maybe two more minutes.
Two more minutes.
That's it.
Two more minutes.
I wanted to remind everybody, if you were listening to the first hour, and if you're looking for a job, and you'd like to work from home and work remotely, don't forget to contact Lighthouse Central Florida /LighthouseWorks, and their number is 407-894-2483, or just go to their website, look it up, and inquire.
It's on our webpage, too.
Yeah, and Kyle said that anybody that's blind is looking for a job is guaranteed an interview. So that's great. They will.
You have to be visually impaired or blind.
Right.
And you can be working from home. Job, and you can be working from home.
Right. Yep. And then also, if you're leaning towards being diabetic, don't forget to look up the diabetesapp.com. So there was a lot of information tonight.
Yep. Am I calling in? I can't believe it. Boy.
Nope, no calls yet, Mike. Waiting on we almost there. We got about a minute and 30 seconds to go. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here.
Yeah, we got about a minute and 30 seconds to go.
I'm in shock that they didn't know Johnny Mathis. They didn't recognize that voice. And now this group, so many hits.
Man, everybody knows this group, though, Mike. It was the Temptations.
It wasn't the Temptations.
Did I say that out loud?
Right off the bat, it wasn't the Temptations.
Oh, did I say that out loud? My bad. Carter said I'm tripping. Carter said, no, you're tripping.
Carter,
just stop.
Ready.
Yeah, Carter already here.
Carter, Michael was listening to your show last week.
Oh. I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Uh-oh, he's all buzzing there.
Oh, he's getting muffled. You're muffled there.
I'm muffled. Can you guys hear me now?
You're muffled. You're coming through muffled.
What?
That's because he got his mask on talking. That's why.
Oh, can you guys hear me now?
Yes. Push the mic on.
We'll be back in the studios in September. We'll be back there mid-September.
This magic moment.
Okay, let's get the answer. Nobody's calling.
All right, ridiculous. Well, hey, you want Carter to give the answer? Because he said he already knew it. He said you messed up his game plan for the night.
You might as well let Carter.
Carter can give it if he knows it.
It's the Drifters, man. It's the Drifters.
I can't understand.
What did you say? I can't hear him.
It's the Drifters. The Drifters.
He's trying to say the Drifters, I think.
I don't know what he's saying. It's all muffled.
It's muffled.
Distorted.
But if that's what he's trying to say, the Drifters, he's correct. It was the Drifters.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And if they don't know who the Drifters are, they did There Goes My Baby. I mean, so many different songs, Under the Boardwalk.
Okay, how do I sound now? Do I still sound muffled?
You sound good, yeah. The group, the Drifters, was a group that used to drift. They used to be the backup for many different groups, singers doing songs, and that's why they called themselves Drifters, because they just were backup groups. And then they had lead singers like Clyde McFatter, Benny King, just mentioned a couple. And these guys went on their own after Clyde McFatter had Lover's Question, many hit songs. Benny King, of course, had Stand By Me, a lot of songs, Benny King. And the Drifters was a great group. Anyway, that's what it was, the Drifters. So we're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back and listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. I didn't hit a castanets. No castanets. Are we on the air? Are you there?
I'm here.
What's happening? We're supposed to be on break.
I think we lost Chris.
We lose Chris? Chris, we lose you?
Well, let me do.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you're on the air, Mike. I'm sorry. I had a phone call to come in. Mama Rose called in and she said, she called and said she had the answer and it was too late. We had already given the answer. Miss Rose from Orlando.
Okay.
She said, you know, I'm old school. I know that one.
Yeah, they got to call faster.
Yeah, they call faster. We're going to break. Don't go away. We're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. We'll come back. Don't forget, you're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Calling all leaders, join us at the Executive Leadership Conference hosted by Vision Serve Alliance. Join hundreds of leaders in the field of blindness, low vision, and visual impairment for this 3-day conference focused on networking, learning, and collaboration. Gain CEU credits, expand your network, and learn how to make a bigger impact in 2021. This year's VSA ELC is entitled Innovating for Success and will be on Tuesday, April 27th through the 29th. Register now at VSAELC.com.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Sorry I didn't call in. If you would have called in, you would have called on 407-894-1680. But it's too late now. You can't call in. Sorry. We'll wait till next week to call in. 407-894-1680. You have to wait till next week. Lynn, wrap it all up.
I'm wrapping it up. I'd like you all to join us next week. Co-host Dave Hillebrandt will be joining us via Zoom. Lori Staff, President and CEO of Keystone Association for the Blind in Pennsylvania, will be joining us, as well as our friend Peter Cucciave, who is the Accessibility Manager at Spectrum Communications. So with another packed show next week.
And we want to thank Dan Day.
That's right.
We want to thank Dan Day's mother, Doris Day, for having Dan. Because without Doris, there wouldn't be no Dan. So thank you both.
I certainly want to thank her for that.
Yes.
Well, thanks for joining us, Dan. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me tonight.
It's our pleasure. Our pleasure. Thank you for coming on. Absolutely. And thank you, Mother. And there's only one Doris Day before and later. Even when the other Doris was alive, there was only one Doris Day. The other wasn't Doris Day. That was a made-up name. You had the real Doris Day, your mama.
The real deal.
Chris Shaw, you there?
I'm not a responsible individual. I'm just a figment of the imagination. How you doing?
Well, thank you so much for having our figure. I can't even talk.
Thank you for being a figment of our imagination.
I can't talk anymore. My mind is shut. It's been time to say goodbye, all. I love you all. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Good night, all.
Have a great night. You guys be awesome.
You too. Good night, all.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got